This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Okay? I mean, seriously, the way you learn things, the way you get involved in things is you get involved, you get engaged, you listen to what other people have to say. You don't even have to be, you don't even have to be on the same page as them. But listen and engage. That's the big deal. Because, you know, not that they'll change your mind, but in some cases, you know, you're mad at somebody because they think a certain way. I'll tell you real quick without getting into heavy detail. When it comes to the abortion issue, right, I won't get, you know, somebody go, oh, here he goes again with abortion. When it comes to the abortion issue, we saw the movie Unplanned. I saw it twice. And the lead character, Abby Johnson, you know, you want to hate her, but you can't. Because as she was laying down the reasons why she was doing what she was doing, she was explaining, she really, honestly, in her heart, she truly believed that she was helping women. It wasn't an ideology. It wasn't a mantra. It wasn't that she was sucked into it. She really believed in her heart of hearts that she was helping women. So how do you get mad at somebody? I always say the same thing. I don't get mad at people when they are coming at a situation or an issue with their heart. They might be misinformed. They might be ignorant. I don't know. Whatever it is. They might even just out and out be dumb. But you don't beat on them when they come. Now, if you're coming from it from just a strictly political viewpoint, then have at it. Have them for lunch. But you watch her throughout the whole movie. And you watch how her attitude starts to change, right? You watch how she takes on a different mindset towards all of this. And I guess what I'm getting at is that you just never know how people arrived where they're with the thought that they have. Or the reason they back something or don't back something. So instead of just ridiculing them, listen. Find out why. And then ridicule them. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying? Then you've got a right to say, how can you believe this? Or how can you believe that? And have you given thought to this, that, or the other thing? That's when it makes a difference. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, I want you to go up to the website. I'll wait. Go ahead, get there. Right? When you get up there, I want your email address. All right? We send out an email. Some of you know we send it out every week. We don't beat you up with stuff. I don't send it out every day. Don't send it out every other day. And I don't do that stuff on purpose because I hate it. So, you know, give us your email address. I send you a weekly update as to what's going on with the show, how you can get involved, how you can help out. And if that's not your thing and you don't want to deal with, you know, emails or any of that stuff, and I get it, I don't either, then do a text. Let us text you the information. And you can sign up for texting TRS to 55222. Text TRS to 55222. Okay. You know, I'm a big, first of all, a lot of you know, if you've been listening for any length of time, that I am on a school board in California. Not a little board either. It's a the school, the attendance as large as 22,000, 23,000 kids. And my big spiel when I first got on the board, my thing that I was pushing for was career tech education, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, the kind of thing that we were straying away from, we were getting away from. And there's nothing more rewarding for people, for young people especially, when they find that passion in their life, right? And maybe in carpentry, plumbing, mechanical, whatever it is, design, you know, anything along those lines. It just, it makes them feel so good about themselves. There's an accomplishment there when they do an electrical work or plumbing work or carpentry work or even automotive where they find the problem that nobody else could find. It's all good stuff. And we were shying away from that. So, you know, that was my big push. And I learned early on that there are so many issues in education. There's so many things that they put in your way. Whether they do it on purpose or not, they're still in your way. And now California has gone the extra step. You know, when you talk about public schools, you talk about charter schools in D.C., if you do your homework, you find out that before Barack Obama got in office, I can't remember the woman's name, Michelle, God, I think it was Ree, but what was it? Ree? Okay, Michelle Ree. The Democrats hated her because she brought in charter schools. She brought in competition for public schools that were failing miserably to the D.C. kids who are a majority black. Right? I mean, why would you do that, especially to the black community? You should be willing to beat your brains out to get them what they need to get the proper education. Anyway, so they hated her because she brought in charter schools. All of a sudden, the public schools started to rise. The charter schools, more kids were graduating. Things turned around. They would change. She brought in a voucher system. They really went nuts. And then Barack Obama got elected. And then the tide turned in D.C. And then they got rid of her because you couldn't have somebody that was succeeding using a process that was 180 degrees away from what you thought would work or believed it would work. And so it isn't for the kids. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. It isn't really for the kids. So that's what's happening here in California. They're doing everything, and the other states are pushing at it too. They're doing everything they can to make it almost impossible to have a charter school. And charter schools have a place. Public schools have a place. And you know what? We're going to talk more to an expert on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Doug Ofar, a lot more coming up about public choice, parental choice for education. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back!
I'm sorry, I listened to the guitar riff and I kind of lost my mind for it.
Joe Bacini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and you know what? Being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being, you know, just get informed and help us fix things. Right? Help us make it right. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm coming up on, what, 11 years as a board member? I think something like 11 years, yeah. And when I first got in, and I admonish you guys from when I first started the show, I was always saying to you, get involved, get engaged, do something, change, make changes, all right? And when I say that, the way you change, look, a lot of you live in smaller cities. I mean, some of you live in a big town, right? You know, Los Angeles, but a lot of you live in more rural areas, right? The suburbs and rural areas. And like Dr. Bridget, you know, she recently ran for the city council member, and she won. And it's the same thing here. If you guys want to change things, and maybe you can't take the time to run. Maybe you don't have the resources. And I'm not just talking money. I'm talking about maybe you don't have the time. You don't have the car. You know, whatever it is to get back and forth to meetings and do what have you. Support somebody who can. We complain about our education system. We complain about our cities. We complain about our government. But how many of you are willing to take the punches, take the aggravation, and actually become a board and or a council member in these towns? So unless you're willing to do it, I think it's disingenuous just to complain about it or complain that it won't work because you don't know. I've been able to make changes I didn't think I was going to make. I found out a lot of things. I am blessed to be in a good school district, right, where the district actually has teachers that care about the kids. They have staff that cares about the kids. The trustees fight for the kids. And I say fight because the fight isn't necessarily with the staff and the teachers. A lot of times the fight's with the state and the crazy thing the state's pushing down on you. And you find ways to either implement it or not implement it or tweak it so it actually fits your community. Because not every community is the same. You know, you just have differences in areas. So, you know, and I guess we're having some technical issues, but we'll fix this here soon. A lot of you heard the term charter school. You don't know what it means. You don't understand the meaning behind it. Well, here's the deal. Charter schools and public schools are pretty much the same thing. Pretty much. And when I say that, what I mean is they're funded by taxpayer dollars. They're open to everybody in the community. There are limitations how many kids a charter school can have and all this other fun stuff. Where a public school, a traditional public school, has to make accommodations, you know, the more kids that you bring in. So you've got charter school, and some of the rules and quote-unquote regulations, they're not as tight on a charter school as they are on a public school. Right? School districts oversee, the Board of Trustees oversee charter schools. They make sure the charter schools are in compliance. They're teaching the way they're supposed to be teaching. It's not a free-for-all. They don't get away with murder. So in a nutshell, charter schools are public schools that are independent of school districts, though they're overseen by those local school boards. So the local school board doesn't assign a principal, doesn't assign a management team. They don't approve or disapprove the teachers. All they do is oversee the program as a whole to make sure they're in compliance with state laws. That's all they do. And the difference is they have a little bit more latitude. You know, like I said to you earlier, career tech ed for me was a big deal. It seemed to go away. I mean, some of you could raise your hand as to, you know, career tech ed, right? You took, in my day, it was called industrial arts. Yes, I wrote a dinosaur in school. That's what we called it back then. And it was, you know, you learned how to do the basics, right? You had metal shop, wood shop, electrical, carpentry. I mean, you had them all. So you could learn those differently. You learn what tools are. You know, I just did a story about millennials who don't know what basic tools are or what they do. I can't remember any high school kid that I graduated with that didn't have a clue as to what, the basic tools did, right? Phillips head or any of those things. And so when you lose that, you've got a child that can't even adjust the pilot on your hot water heater. Tighten up the nut on the, you know, hey, go get me an Allen wrench to tighten up the water faucet, right? When it comes loose. The heck's an Allen wrench? Why isn't it a Bobby wrench or Frank wrench? Why is it an Allen wrench? I mean, seriously. Automotive classes, they don't take them anymore because a lot of kids don't own cars anymore. You see where I'm going with this? So my push was there. And charter schools and some of these kind of schools, they have a little more leniency when it comes to this kind of thing. And that way that you can put full-fledged programs together. I wish they would do that for public schools, but they won't do it. For whatever reason, they won't do it. I have my thoughts, but I'm not going to throw all those thoughts out there without proof. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Dave from San Francisco. Dave, you're on. Thanks for calling.
Howdy, Joe. Yeah. I'm glad you're recommending that people run for school boards. I've run for political office 5 times, and one of them was for a school board, and that was in St. Louis. And actually, the guy that won ended up getting indicted because he was a real estate developer, and he was actually trying to con the school district into selling its property. And I think he had in the long run, he had tried to get them to sell the administration building. And so it's just amazing how, you know, these weasels will make their way into government. But it's funny. I was probably one of the last few of the baby boom generations to have driver's ed.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's good that you raised, you know, like mechanics or wood shop. You know, things like that. But in terms of driver's ed, it pays for itself 100 different ways.
Yep.
You know, every kid that graduated or at least got a passing grade from driver's ed, their insurance premiums for the rest of their life was far less.
Right.
You know, everybody's required to get insurance, and if you're stuck without driver's ed, you're going to pay and pay and pay. So, I hear the music.
Yep. Dave, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And you're right. It saves a lot of money, but it costs the district a lot of money. Thanks for calling. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says Iran better be careful as the administration warns Iran to comply. The country continues to enrich uranium despite a limit set in a nuclear deal. In other news, the president talking about the environment in the East Room of the White House.
We're unlocking American energy, and the United States is now a net exporter of clean, affordable American natural gas. We're exporting all over the world. When we innovate, produce and grow, we're able to unleash technologies and processes that make the environment better while reshoring.
On Wall Street, stocks down, the Dow off almost 116 points to close at 26,806. The Nasdaq down 63 points, the S&P 500 down 14. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again, with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, cause the flag still stands for freedom.
You got it.
And they can't take that away.
I'm jumping to your host. Enjoy for a minute. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You don't want to. I know I'm all over the place. I apologize. I want you to hear something though. I found this. I don't know if I found it or when you guys sent it to me. And I don't really care. You just heard Lee Greenwood's song. What if you could hear that in a cappella? Take a listen for a second.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd have worked for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
So. Come on, that's so pretty. So, if you want to hear that in its entirety, head over to the Facebook page, okay? And I've got a link to it there, and you can, I hate to drive anybody to Facebook, but you know, whatever. But you hear the drums in the background, and Tammy and I were listening, and she goes, well, I thought it was a cappella. And I said, she goes, well, where's the drums coming from? I said, okay. So they're cheating a little bit. And then I went and looked. They weren't cheating at all. There's a little thin guy at the end of the row, and he's making all the percussion sounds with his mouth. That was kind of cool. I just said, you know, again, sorry. I know a little off track, but, man, you got to have moments where you enjoy, right? And we only hear one version of it, but, again, if you go over to the Real Side Facebook page, you'll find it there as well. And, again, guys, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And, again, we may have to push the charter school thing a little bit. I want you to understand the differences between charter schools, public schools, private schools, homeschooling. You know, I've run into so many people that have different viewpoints on education. If you think about it, you know, education came from our founding fathers. You know the first book. Can anybody tell me the first book that they wanted taught from? Our founding fathers. This isn't one founding father writing to another. This is many of them discussing openly and writing letters to each other. And they felt that the precepts and the principles of the Bible should have been the first thing taught in public school. Again, for a bunch of founding fathers who wanted the separation of church and state, they were extremely confused. So, again, you know, most of our major learning institutions, who started them? Christians. I mean, you just got to go back and think over and over. Do your homework. Do your history. Now, you could say we've evolved and we've changed and we're no longer this and we don't. All right, that's fine. I could almost buy into that. But in reality, they were still founded on Christian principles. Some of our biggest hospitals, you know, the medical system, if you would, or you know, healthcare for people, again, founded. Catholics did a lot of this. Catholicism started some of the, you know, the greatest colleges, the greatest hospitals, greatest learning centers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I think this is important enough to bring back to the show because, again, I want to explain the differences in education, how you can get involved, how you can help, because they do need help. But the thing that irritates me the most about California, the land of the free, right? They're always talking about all the things. You know, my dad always, the land of the fruit and nuts. But really, seriously, we're supposed to be so innovative. We're supposed to, you know, embrace free thought. But we don't. We really don't. There was a teen who told a teacher there are only two genders, and he got banned from returning to the school. Think about that. And it wasn't an argument. It was a very civil conversation. A student at Merns Academy in Aberdeen, Scotland, he filmed an argument with a teacher. The people at the center of the incident can't return to school anymore. Isn't that, that's a wonderfully open and honest conversation, isn't it? A teenager who filmed himself being told off by his teacher for insisting that there were only two genders. And if you listen, I'm going to play this for you guys. Because if you listen to the teacher, he never says, I believe this. What he says is school policy is this. Think about that. The unnamed teacher at Mayor's Academy reprimanded the 17-year-old boy by whom he called Murray. It's an interview. In an interview he gave on social media, the boy said that his class was asked to sign up for a website. The teacher said that it was an old-fashioned, that there were only two genders listed. The boy then replied, but sir, there are only two genders. He was then sent out of the class, and he made to wait 30 minutes before the teacher came to speak to him. The pupil decided to film the encounter, which was shared thousands of times. In the filmed encounter, the teacher said, hey, you're entitled to your opinion, which the boy responded, if I am, then why did you kick me out of the class? See, look, if you listen to this kid, and that's why I want to play it, if you listen to this kid, he's never, in my humble opinion, as a trustee on the school board, if I heard this, he's never disrespectful to the teacher. Never. And it's just amazing that they would back him into a corner like this. But the clear thing I want you to hear, and I want you to pay attention to, is the fact that the teacher never once says, my opinion is, my belief, he keeps coming back to, the school won't allow it. This is what I have to teach. How scary is that? The government is dictating 180 degrees from biology. And because the government says it, it must be true. Now, that's, I don't care who you are. That's got to scare you. Take a listen. Maybe. What the heck? Come on. Give me something to work with here. Ah.
You're entitled to your opinion. If I am, then why would you kick me out of class? It's not very inclusive.
Can I finish my sentence, please? It's not very inclusive. No, I'm sorry, but you were saying it was not very inclusive. And this is an inclusive school.
Yeah, how was what I was saying?
Because I was saying that the problem with the website is that there are more than one gender in this country.
That's your opinion.
That is my opinion, and that is an opinion which is acceptable in the school. I'm afraid yours, which you're saying that there's no such thing as anyone other than male or female, is not inclusive.
Scientifically, there are just two genders. Depending on what
gender you're choosing to make an issue of this, because I said, are you really going to hear it? That was your opportunity to keep quiet.
You made the issue with it on the website. You said, oh, this website doesn't have more than two
Murray,
genders.
You were clearly given an opportunity not to pursue it. You chose to do so.
Yeah, because I think it's
you chose to do so. Yes, that's the key question. You chose to do so.
I think it's silly to have anything other than two genders. So.
That, okay.
Anything
could
else
please,
is a
could
personal.
You please keep that opinion to your own house. Thank you. Not in
so
school.
You get to put your opinion out in class and my
no,
opinion.
No, I am not putting
my opinion has to stay
I am not putting my opinion. I am not putting my opinion out. I am stating what is national school authority policy. Okay?
Well, it's not scientific okay. whatsoever.
Not every policy is scientific, not every policy is scientific, Murray.
And you can't come out here and say that I'm not being inclusive when someone says something you disagree with.
I said what you were saying was not being inclusive.
You kicked me out of class. If you want to have a discussion about it, we could have done it, had a discussion. You don't have to kick me out of class. Waste 30 minutes of my time. Or I could have been down revising, doing something else. Instead, I state something I believe in. Kick me out of class for 30 minutes. I'm waiting on it.
Take this somewhere else, Murray. You can make an official complaint.
I'm not going to make an official complaint.
Why not?
I just think it's...
I know what you think. And I know what the authority thinks. I know what the authority's point of view.
I know.
It's very...
All right, we're going to finish this up on the other side of the break because this is too important to let go. The government is dictating. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the real side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die. In oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Come on, everybody, get it, get the jitters out, or whatever you call them. There you go. Yeah. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. Thanks so much for joining the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You know what? And be part of the solution. There's a chat room going on at the website. There's a chat room kind of thing going on Facebook. You know, people are talking with each other, which is the way it should be. We're talking with each other, finding out what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we were playing a clip, and it was a teacher who kicked a young man out of class for saying there were only two genders. And the kid wasn't, by any stretch of the imagination, he was not being disrespectful. Okay? He was talking science. And you hear the teacher keeps coming back to, well, this is the way the school district, this is the way the education system wants us to teach this. This is the acceptable communication. Think about that. This is the acceptable way we can talk. Now, understand that this is, yes, right now this is another country.
And we in America feel, or the U.S., we think that everybody's like us. They're free like us. If you remember, we were on a station out of Australia. I won't give you the guy's name because whatever. But anyway. And I remember him telling us that there were certain things you could say and couldn't say, and there were certain things that you could do and couldn't do, and they were on his case about his logo because it looked too much, you know, just one thing after another after another. Now, this is like their equivalent to the FCC, right? You've got people that are shut down in Canada, in England, in Australia, in Scotland. And we perceive these countries to be like, they're not. The freedoms we have here are like, well, hopefully they'll continue on, but they're like no other. I mean, look at that freaktoid congresswoman out of Florida. She wants, you should know her name. What's her name? Frederica Wilson. I mean, God bless. She's got the cowboy hat on. She's all studded up, you know. And she's there talking about how anybody who comes after Congress on social media should be prosecuted. Think about that. You can't. They got a 13% approval rating. What does she expect? They're going to sing their praises? But anybody who says anything negative about Congress, she says needs to be prosecuted. Don't you think that's the beginning of the end of freedom of speech? Matter of fact, here's the deal. It is exactly why freedom of speech was... If you read the letters from our founding fathers, I know there's a few of you out there that don't agree with me. I don't care. But if you read the letters from our founding fathers, the main reason for freedom of speech was so the press wouldn't be shut down, number one, and number two, so you could speak out against the government. You hear me? Not swear at somebody in a classroom, but speak out against the government. Without being persecuted, or prosecuted, I should say. And the Second Amendment was put in place to make sure that your First Amendment rights were in place. I want you to put that together in your head. So they don't have this in other countries. There's no freedom of speech. In England, they can decide on the street, the cop on the street can decide what you're saying is hate speech or not. That has got to scare the bejesus out of anybody. I don't care who you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's finish up. Now, this young man was thrown out of class, asked to leave the class. And the argument that he's having, the conversation he's having with the teacher is useless. He's not going to win it. But he's respectful in his argument, which is exactly how it should be.
It's clear, very clear, that we make no discrimination on the grounds of various...
I wasn't making discrimination. I'm simply saying there are two genders, male and female.
Yeah.
Anything else is a personal identification.
I'm sorry, but you chose to make an issue of making a point which is contrary to policy.
You made the issue when you complained about the website, sir.
Yes, and I made it in a way.
And I responded and to that by saying, but there are only two genders. I never made the issue.
That, I am not going here. You can choose, but you're making bad choices.
I'm making bad choices, okay. Can I take my bag and go to the research here and start revising it?
You can stay here.
Okay, I'll stay here. Thanks for wasting my time.
Uh-oh.
Buddy, I am not allowed to tell you how much of my time you have wasted.
Okay.
That's great, isn't it? Here's the kid simply says, when it comes to the reality of how many genders there are, and I know I'm going to tease some people off with this, but I don't really care at this point. There are not 78 genders. Gender is not a social construct. You know, it's really funny because I was having this conversation with somebody and I said, look, the reason grass is called grass is because we've all decided that's what it's called. Men are called men and women are called women because that, you know, it's derived, again, we can go all the way back to Latin and the verbiage and all that stuff, but we've all decided kind of over the years that those were what we would put on it. But still, there's still only two genders. What you call them, remember I said before, if you really want to get scientific about it, you can call them Xers or Yers. Up to you. We decide to call them men and women, boys and girls. So you can't, if you call that a social construct because somehow we've named these things or we've attached labels or names to them. Well, okay, whatever. But the reality is that you either have us, we either accept science or we don't. You cannot have it nine different ways. Right? You can't have it so that, you know, when it suits your mindset, then that's the terminology we'll use, and when it doesn't, we won't. It's the same tomfoolery that goes on with the abortion thing, right? And I've always said to you, here, this is a truth. This is a reality. A woman could be walking to an abortion clinic. She's going to terminate the baby she has. And maybe I've had a little bit too much to drink. I hop the curb in my car. I hit her. I knock her down. Don't do much damage to her. But the baby dies from the fall. I could be brought up on manslaughter charges. How much crack do you have to smoke to have that make sense? And I've said, getting in trouble for it, that makes the woman God, doesn't it? She decides who gets to live and who gets to die. She's going to kill it, and that's legal. He accidentally kills it, and that could, and he can be brought up on manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter nonetheless, but still manslaughter charges. Can anybody explain that to me? I mean, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Right? It's just so confusing, I guess. At least that's where my head's at. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the classroom, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. Washington Post professor is being hailed because he wants to expunge, or they want to expunge, hello ladies or hello gentlemen. Now we don't want any more ladies, God forbid, or gentlemen. Can't say guys, gals, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, sweet Jesus. You're going to walk in the room and go, hello, humans. Seriously. Look how crazy this is getting. The Washington Post contributing columnist Stephen Petro used to write a regular column for the style section called Civilities. He supported the manner shredders like, if you don't know who Dan Savage is, go look him up. He's just the most hateful person on the planet. So he used to write and explain the LGBTQ revolution in all of its linguistic glory. On Saturday, that exercise returned in a book review touting a necessary guide to gender inclusivity. The guide is not new. It's been published a couple of times. The title is Gender, Your Guide. With a subtle and gender... You know, I didn't know there were so many gender flags. Did you guys know there were a bunch of gender flags? I mean, it was amazing. I thought countries had flags. I thought cities had, you know, maybe cities and some, the town, city, states, you know, whole nine yards. Who knew that genders had flags? Is there a male flag and a female flag? I don't think so. I'm just asking. A gender-friendly primer on what to know, what to say, and what to do in the new gender culture. No, I'm not going there. Right? The goal is to eradicate the gender binary as defined as gender-friendly. I mean, look, it's confusing enough in just that. The author is Lee Irton, is an assistant professor of gender and sexuality studies at Queen's University in Ontario. You know what? It's funny because earlier a companion story to this was Queering God. Shows you how gutsy they are. Why didn't they write it Queering Allah? Right? Because they're cowards. So we're seeing your host, you'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if your station's leaving us, you can catch us online at therealside.com. If not, if you're coming back, we'll catch you the next hour.